Mary had so many chores to do today. First, she had to go and get water from the well. Then, she had to sweep the floor and help her mother bake the bread. After that, she hoped to start her weaving. Soon, she would marry a wonderful man named Joseph, and Mary must make clothes for the wedding. Mary hurried to begin her work. "Greetings, chosen one," said a voice. "The Lord is with you." Mary looked up. There before her was an angel. Mary felt scared. She had never heard a greeting like this before. What could it mean? "Don't be afraid, Mary," said the angel. "God loves you and wants to be kind to you. He has chosen you to have a special baby. You shall name him Jesus. He will save his people and be their king forever." What a surprise! How amazing! Mary believed, but she had just one question. How will this happen? She wondered. She didn't quite understand. The angel, Gabriel, answered, "Your child will be born by God's power. He won't be like any other child. He will be the Holy Son of God." Then Gabriel gave Mary another surprise. "Your relative, Elizabeth, who is old, will have a son too," he said. "See? Nothing is too hard for the Lord." Mary believed it all. "I am the Lord's handmaiden, ready to obey," she said. Then the angel left. Mary packed up her things and hurried all the way to Elizabeth and Zacharias' house. She couldn't wait to share the good news. "Greetings, Elizabeth," called Mary as she entered the house. But before Mary could say another word, Elizabeth shouted with joy. God had already let Elizabeth know the good news. "How happy are you," cried Elizabeth. "You will be the mother of the Savior. And how happy are you for believing that everything the Lord told you would come true." Mary was so excited that she couldn't keep quiet. "What a great God! Holy is his name," she praised, "for he has done great things for a poor handmaiden like me." And best of all, she sang, "God has remembered the promise he made to Israel long ago. He has kept his promise to send us a Savior." Mary was happy, for she had believed everything the angel told her, and soon she would become the mother of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Mary's biography. God chose Mary to be the mother of the Savior, Jesus Christ. What God says always comes true. Be like Mary. Believe everything that God says in his word. You can read more about Mary in your Bible. Look up the New Testament book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 56.